emotional eater out there? Is that something you're taking upon yourself, or it's just naturally happening?
I just wanted to win football games, and anything I can do to help our team, get them riled up, or anything I can do, I'm going to try to do. So.
Your group has possibly a specialty like kickoff coverage teams, too. You just kind of, whoever you see.
Just people. Excited, Just excited to play football, and I want to see them hit somebody. So.
Coach said you were kind of nicked up in training camp, and as you've gotten healthier, you've become a better runner. How much healthier do you feel right now than, or in the last few games, than at the end of the beginning of the season?
I feel a lot better. Pretty much 180 degrees is what I've been feeling. I feel more comfortable than I was, and our line has progressed as well. So.
Hey, you've got the same five offensive linemen all season. How much of a benefit is that, and how nice is it to know that there's that consistency?
Like I said, they've been progressing, and like I said even before the season even started, they're probably the best O-line in the country, so running behind those guys is a pleasure.
Where's the level of frustration at after the loss up in Minneapolis?
I mean, it's the same place any loss. I mean, I hate to lose. Our team hates to lose, and it's something that we can't do. We got to find a way to get it done.
Do you understand why fans are so frustrated after losing to Minnesota for the second time in a year?
Because we lost two games, 2 years to the same team. I mean, I'm sure they'd be disappointed any loss. So we lost. That's why they're disappointed.
After the game Saturday, James Ferentz was making a comment how he didn't feel the O-line did their job, even though you were able to find the holes and have the type of performance you have. What does it mean you to hear that they're holding themselves accountable for a performance like that?
It's the same way as I hold myself accountable. I mean, I didn't do good enough, There's plays, there's runs I could have broke that I didn't. But those two drops I had, that first one could have been a first down and not stalled the drive. So, we're all accountable, and, that's how our team is built. We're not going to point fingers unless it's at ourselves.
Some fans have hit the panic button and have been calling for a lot of sweeping changes to schemes and play calling and everything like that. How do you tell them, hey, look, we just need to stay the course?
I think it's something that happens every year. I mean, anytime they think we're struggling, they want to see change. But, I was built on that, and, we're not going to change it, Built on hard-nosed, football, so execution. A lot more aggressive than they were a year ago, and they're one of the top defenses in the league right now. So, a loss is a loss. I mean, it's a Big Ten team, like I said before. Anybody can beat anybody. So, it's still a loss. I don't like to lose, and we can't keep losing.
You guys talked about staying on the field this week to keep Michigan's offense off the field.
That's probably something that we're going to have to do. We haven't really talked about it too much, but like I said, it's something that we'll probably have to do.
Do you take any personal satisfaction out of what you did Saturday?
No. We lost, like I said. That's all I took out away from that game.